With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montana childcare providers say access is still a major issue in the state. They spoke about possible legislative action at a summit this week. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
According to state data from 2022, Montana has licensed enough providers to meet less than half the need for out-of-home childcare. And the average cost of that care is more than three times what experts say is suitable for families. While challenges to afford and access childcare have long plagued the state, Helena Representative Laura Smith says momentum is building to work on these issues in the State House.
There's been a shift in that climate where I think we have really fertile ground that's important to utilize this session on a lot of these issues. Yeah.
Smith spoke on a panel about the childcare industry hosted by the Helena Advocacy Group 0-5. Many at the summit applauded the expansion of a scholarship program for low-income families that the legislature passed last session. That aims to make care more affordable. However, advocates say finding ways to support and retain the childcare workforce needs to be a top priority. Caitlin Jensen is executive director of 0-5.
It's like such hard work and it goes so unnoticed.
The median wage for childcare workers is about $11 an hour. The state labor department projects an average 740 jobs in the childcare industry will be open each year through 2030. Montana childcare advocates hope a few policy proposals gain traction during the 2025 legislative session. Those include subsidizing childcare worker wages, making degrees in early childhood education more affordable, and finding ways to lessen overhead costs for providers. 0-5 plans to release a list of their top legislative priorities in September. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
This is MTPR.